Another reminder from police of the importance of doing the right thing while behind the wheel these school holidays. It comes as the Sunshine Coast has already seen 21 road fatalities so far this year, compared to 11 at the same time last year. Acting Chief Superintendent Chris Stream says police will be out in force over the next fortnight, focusing on the fatal five.
Speeding, driving without a seatbelt, drink and drug driving, as well as fatigue and distraction. So that will involve both covert and overt patrols along those routes, which we know tourists and people on holidays tend to travel along. So you'll see those patrols out there along with fixed as well as mobile speed cameras conducting those patrols 24/7.
A Sunshine Coast startup is starting to gain traction overseas. Brightberry is a children's tableware brand established by local couple Matea and Euros Lotrick in 2020. The industrial designers creating seven special silicon products to simplify mealtime for toddlers and babies. Their product recently won gold in the 2022 New York Product Design Awards and has also just been revealed as Australia's International Good Design Award winner. Sunshine Coast residents who receive welfare payments will get a little more from today to match cost of living pressures. Locals on the pension will get as much as $1,026 a fortnight as a result. Single parents will receive an extra $35.20 per fortnight. For those on JobSeeker over 22 and with no children, it'll go up by $25.70. And a chance to go digital at the Caloundra Music Festival this year. The festival's online program and app are now live ahead of the three-day event from next Friday at Kings Beach. The event is set to draw thousands of fans both locally and interstate, with figures revealing the most ticket buyers from other states are from New South Wales and Victoria. The festival bump-in and set-up will begin today.